Hi guys, and welcome to another video on how to become a webcam model. And in today's video, we're going to be covering some of the possible negatives that you might come across whilst being a webcam model. Some of these may not be negatives. It may just be me being on a bit of a rant, but there is some stuff that does frustrate me and will probably frustrate you as well. As I say, it's stuff that I've picked up and noticed throughout the years of being a webcam model. I know a lot of other people will have similar experiences and have their own stories to tell, but this is just some of the stuff that I've noticed, and it's not all necessarily just stuff that you'll have on webcams. It's stuff around sort of your free time as well. I just want to kind of give you a better idea of some of the negative impacts that being a webcam model has on stuff like your social life and stuff like that. So just trying to keep it a little bit more real and just give you a better understanding of what else happens. It's not all necessarily glitz and glamour all day, every day, where you sit there and masturbate for money. It doesn't always work out like that. So one thing you will find is a lot of people, depending on what site you're on, will try and get like a free show out of you. Chatterbait, you can do that. You can show whatever you like. There's obviously the tip menu, stuff like that, so you can get tips that way by showing stuff in open chat. But there are people that don't want to do that. They just want it all for free. On StreamMate, it's a little bit different, where you have to be in a private show before you can show anything. There are people that will log in, ask you to do something, and when you don't do it, they log straight back out again, or they'll give you maybe a little bit of grief as well for not showing them what they want really for free. Other cam sites do exactly the same thing, so there is a few people that will try and get something for nothing on a cam site. Then you get people that will log into your room, sit there and not necessarily say anything. If they do say something, it might just be yes, no answers or one word answers. It can be a bit frustrating that they may also join in your chat room, not speak to you beforehand, go private, and you know nothing about what they're looking for in a show. Some people, that's fine. You'll find that they'll open up more once they're in private. They'll tell you exactly what they want. But some people, on the flip side, also don't say anything in the private show. So you're making it up as you go along, hoping that you're doing, saying, showing exactly what they want. And yeah, you just don't know whether those sort of shows are any good. They can be frustrating. They happen quite regularly. Sometimes that person just may be too nervous to actually message on the cam site, although it's anonymous, as far as you don't know who they are, you don't even see them. They don't know that. And they just may need a little bit of encouragement to talk. And as I say, it can be frustrating just when you don't know what's coming and what you're meant to be doing, really. And then you get the people that will log on to your campsite. It happens to me quite regularly, where they want you to do something for them in private, and you've got absolutely no problem with doing it. And they take you into private, which is great. And then you do what they want you to do. and they log out directly afterwards. So you're sitting there with a chat room full of five, six, seven, eight, 10 people. They come in, they say they want to take you private, they take you private, and then all those people scatter from the open chat, especially on StreamMate. And they will take you in there for literally less than 20 seconds, 30 seconds, just to get you out of private. I don't know quite why they do this. It is a proper dick move. But it does happen. And then you're put back into open chat, and those people that you were talking to before have obviously moved on, so you've got to start again. So that could be like a tactical thing, maybe they're a webcam model, I don't know, trying to break up your fun. But yeah, there is like a 30-second window where they get it for free, so try and take them over that sort of minimum threshold for them to get charged before they make their split. And as far as the things that people do to wind you up online, or wind me up online, is you do get people that will log in, expect a free show. Once you explain to them that it's not a free site, to have a proper full-on private show, they then go on to tell you that you're not worth it and troll you a little bit. Had it a few weeks ago where I had to ban someone because they wanted me to do so much in open chat for free, which obviously, being on StreamMate, I can't do anyway. But I said to them, I'm happy to do all these things you want me to do in private. And then they went on to say I wasn't worth it. Why would I want to show with him? I'm not worth his money. So I gave it back to him a little bit, kicked him out, banned him from my room, and I kind of reported him as well. So there is things you can do for people like that. Again, you've got a ban button. You've got a kick button, so if they're just annoying you for that day, kick them out the room. If they're normally fine, just chuck them out for a little bit. But yeah, you do get them. You do get these kind of trolley people who like to come online, expect the earth, and then tell you what absolute garbage you are. For not doing their stuff that they want you to do for free, and tell you how you're a waste of time, you shouldn't be on there, and all this kind of thing. So it does happen. Hand on heart, I've had it happen. So have other people that I've spoken to, because I do talk to quite a lot of cam models. They have it regularly as well, where people log in, just give them a bit of grief. Them sort of people, don't take them personally, kick them out, report them. Don't be upset about it. There's plenty of other people who will want to see you. So, other than the odd technical issue that I'm currently having as well, that's probably about it's probably about as annoying as people can be, other than they don't read stuff that you leave on notes. So there are a few negatives around some of the things people do on site. That you can't control. But yeah, there is technical issues I've had today where StreamMate have introduced a new verification system that scans your face every time you log on. It doesn't like scanning my face because I've been on cams for so long, my ID's out of date. Not necessarily out of date, but obviously, I look a little bit different. And they haven't taken that into account. And I've spent literally the day, so from 11 o'clock this morning, trying to get online, talking to technical support. And it's been a bit of a naff day where you're trying to get online, it doesn't work out how you want it to. I had shows planned for today and stuff like that. So there is negatives around what happens and what you can and can't control. Technical issues, again, on StreamMate, very rarely happen. This is a new thing they've pushed out. It's meant to get better tomorrow. So hopefully tomorrow I'll be fine, but until then I'm sort of talking to my mobile phone. You can have sort of problems with not just the website side of it, not just the cam site side of it, but sometimes you can have problems with stuff doesn't go your way. If you've got bills racking up, you're not getting the shows, stuff like that. It does happen where you have little peaks and troughs in the month. So obviously around payday time, everyone's got a bit of money. Your shows will increase, and you will normally get more shows around that sort of time of the month where people are getting paid. But at the other end of the scale, it does drop off during mid-month. Try and get as good of a network around your social media as you possibly can, to just sort of have something to rely on. So if you need to send a tweet, maybe you can draw in some business that way. It's quite a tricky thing to do if you haven't got many followers. I haven't got bundles. I've only been on sort of Twitter and stuff like that for a little while. But if you've got a good social media backing, that could work wonders, in the sense that if you send a tweet, if you send an Instagram post, you could potentially get five or six paying customers who will make that day, week, month better. If you don't have that, it can put a bigger strain on you CAM modeling, and it may put you off. As I say, I'm not trying to put you off, I'm just trying to point out some of the things that do happen to a lot of CAM models, where they come on, expect it to work fantastically well when they're gonna get rich from the off. And once that promotion from the website wears off, because it does, it only lasts for like 2, 3 weeks where the website's promoting you, you're no longer a new model. So if you haven't got enough followers on the site, if you haven't got a good enough social media backing, your rating does go down on the site. Not so much nothing to do with your social media, but if you can't bring in customers that are paying and rating your show, your position will drop, your ranking will drop on the site, and you'll be lower in the list for people to actually come and find you. So the top models are at the top of the page, quite as simple as that, the highest earners. If you're not on page one, same as on Google, if you're on page two, you're forgotten about. They've probably found who they want on page one. They're a reason why they're on there. So get a good backing from social media if you've got 1,000, 2,000, 3,000. As soon as you start CAM modeling, start putting those posts out, get your traffic going on the site organically, and then pick up people on the site to get them to follow you also. Because that sort of backing will make a big difference on how much you make each month. Try and stay on top of sleep. It's something very commonly overlooked when you're webcamming. You'll log on at whatever time. That time goes extremely fast. And before you know it, you're thinking about logging off, if you've had a quiet day, try logging off earlier. So if you found that around 10 o'clock, say, it's really quiet, wherever you are, 10 o'clock, it's really quiet, try logging off for an hour or so, have a little nap, have a rest, recharge the batteries and come back on feeling a bit more refreshed. It's quite easy. I do it quite often where I will spend hours online chasing after the next client, and before you know it, you're burning out at the end of the week and you can't not necessarily think straight, but you're just tired all the time and you just sort of lose that buzz around it. I don't know, this is my experience. As I say, some 20-year-old who comes on for an hour earns 400 quid for an hour's work, which can happen, trust me. Or you're a woman who does exactly the same thing and gets her tits out for 400 quid an hour. That's great, that's not your experience. This is just my experience as a regular guy who sees a different side of that sort of webcam living. And it goes back to my other videos, if you haven't seen them, is when people ask you how much money do you make. Obviously, depending on you as a person, that totally depends on how much you're going to make. But yeah, try and stay fresh. If it's not working out now, have a little 10-minute break, 15-minute break. Come back if you are tired and you can't be asked to do another hour's worth of webcamming. Just turn the camera off. Don't force yourself to go back online and do some more shows, because it will show in your performance. Clients can spot whether you're tired or not. They're looking at you. If you look tired, then you're tired. Don't try and fake it. It's not worth it. Just be upfront. If you're not in the mood for it, don't be online, because clients will appreciate a better quality show from you than you'll ever give. Just doing it when you're tired, when you can't be bothered, because it shows in your performance. I think it's important to say as well that if you're having a bad day, week, month, try and do some normal stuff. I know the bills might be stacking up. You really want to give it a go. But I'm guilty of this as well, where I chuck myself into work in general, not just webcamming, but work as well. I'll chuck myself into that full-heartedly, chasing more money or more work. It's something that happens. If you're having a bad time at the moment, it's dipping your site, your cam ratings. There are other things you can do around social media where you can build up a bit of interest. So try not to, if you can, stay on too long. Try and have just like a bit of a normal life. I'm trying to do that. As I say, I'm guilty of it myself, where I just am very blinkered, and because it's a crap month, I put everything else on hold and concentrate on just sitting on camera for 10-12 hours, and I do it where I'm just chasing after the next big fish. They're not always necessarily there. You do feel afterwards that you could have gone out, could have done something, but you've spent your day sat indoors, sitting in front of a computer. It does happen. happens to me. I'm sure every other cam model will admit that when the going gets tough, everyone knuckles down and sticks online. Sometimes it is just time to turn off the camera for a day. And I know that goes contradictory to what I said earlier, but it is sometimes time just to turn off the camera, have a day of relaxing, not necessarily think about your choices, because obviously cam modeling is worth it when it's working. But the market's so volatile, if you're not a particular age, you don't look a particular way. As I say, women, young guys, they do extremely well, and good luck to them. But when you get to my sort of age, you have to look at other avenues of how you're going to, as I say, drum up business off of social media. Don't let it get you down too much. Don't bury your head into the cam site, because you will spend 10 hours on that beast all day long and you will end up hating being a webcam model. And I've done it where I've just fought days where I just can't be asked. Turn off the camera, have a day of just normal relaxing, try and forget about webcamming for the day, because you'll come back rested anyway. If you're going to think of anything, look at what you're doing on a day-to-day basis. How can you incorporate that into drumming up business for your webpage or your cam page? So when I'm sitting around for 10 hours and I've not had many shows, I'm looking at, can I take a picture of something? Can I be making a short video that I can upload to my OnlyFans? Or is there something else I could be doing other than sitting at the computer? Because if I can get some business that way, I'm happy. Don't, as I say, just think of cam modeling is going to be the only way. You've got to build a network around you. If you go shopping, take a few pictures while you go shopping. Have the day off camming, but just keep your social media on. Take a few pictures that way, you know. Send a few tweets out to say what you're up to. Drums up a bit of business, bit of interest in what you're doing anyway. Nothing wrong with a few extra followers. And they could be potential clients in a couple of weeks' time. But yeah, just as I say, I do it quite often where I just bury my head into the laptop, switch everything else off in my life, and just concentrate that way, and then get frustrated that it's not working. But there's nothing I'm doing wrong. It's just a bad week. So just be prepared to have days that happen like that, where it just doesn't work, it's just not going the way you want it to. Nothing in life goes the way you want it to. And the same can be said about webcamming. You can't control it. You think you're going to have a crap day, you have a blinding day, you prepare the next day to have just a good a day, and it turns into the biggest flop. So if you're going to have a day off, just be prepared to get your social media out, start taking a few snaps here and there, post them out there, come back, not necessarily go online, but log into your account. If there's some pictures you can upload onto your webcam, by all means do so. Clients love logging on and seeing what you do outside. It's a bit of interest, you know. It's a bit of interest. So if you can show that you're doing other stuff, it gives them something to talk to you about as well, because you might post a picture of you. I do it. Done it the other week. I posted a picture of me swimming. Terrible picture, but people logged on was like, oh wow, you were swimming, blah, blah, blah. Sounds extremely stupid, extremely boring, but it worked. It got me an extra few shows. It changed the way I was thinking at the time. I'm still learning, as everyone does. You're never too old to learn something new. And as long as I've been doing this, there is new things, obviously, new social media trends, that will change your style of doing things all the time. So, yeah, just be prepared to be adaptable. If you're going to have a day off, as I say, you should do. Just get the phone out. So that's it for this video. So until next time, like, follow, share, subscribe, hit that notifications. As always, I've also made a blog that goes along with this video. So if you're tired of listening to me, tired of watching me on cam, on YouTube, or whatever, wherever you're watching me, I've typed all this out. It's on my blog. This one will be up by now, probably by the time you're watching this. Time stamped for all my videos. If you haven't already checked them out, go back and have a look, but they're always in the description. So yeah, like, follow, share, subscribe, hit the notifications. If you've got any questions, ask them. Check out my social media where you can follow me and ask me questions on there. If I haven't covered anything you want to know in a video, let me know. I'll try and make one for you. Until next time, peace out.